Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
All right, we are calling a woman who does cartoon caricatures as a side hustle. I don't know what her real job is, but her friend wanted me to do this. So I am calling her to say I need a caricature drawn of myself, but I need it now.
Oh,
it's an emergency, and I have to have a caricature drawn of me immediately.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Melissa?
This is she.
Hi, Melissa. My name is Raul Labrador, and I got your phone number from Kathy. I'm looking for somebody to do a caricature of me.
I mean, I'm going to be at a couple of churches coming up for Trunk or Treat, so we can meet up there.
Okay. I kind of need it before that, though. I need it sooner rather than later. So would I be able to, like, get it possibly by the end of the week? You can mail it to me. Maybe even, like, I could come pick it up somewhere, meet you somewhere. I just need it sooner rather than later.
Well, that's cutting into my personal time. I mean,
it's just kind of like an emergency situation where I need a caricature of me.
An emergency situation. Yep. Of a caricature?
Yep.
Of you?
Yep. You don't need to meet me anywhere. I can actually describe what I look like to you now over the phone. You don't have to draw it right this second. I'm sure you're busy, but maybe just take some notes.
Okay, give me a second.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
Great. Okay, so first of all, I am short. I'm about 5'3".
All right.
All right. I weigh about 320 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a beard. My friends have described it as a short, long beard.
I don't know what that means.
It also comes down pretty far. So, like, it mostly grows under my jawline, mostly on my neck. And that is a choice. That's not something that, like, I can't grow a beard. I can grow a beard. I just choose to have it mostly on my neck. All right. I have a cute little nose, but it arches upward just a little bit. Not like a full-on piggy nose, but just enough to be cute and adorable.
Why do you need this right now?
It's a birthday present for my mom. She wants everybody she wants to make a family wall in the house of everybody. And I don't want my photograph taken. So, but I still want to give her something. She is also 5'3". What if there was a picture of me and my mom? And that way we're like the same height, so you would know how tall I am then.
But
she looks exactly like me, but without a beard.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so then we both have very big, bushy eyebrows. My mom has two. I mostly have one. I also have gorgeous eyelashes. My mom does as well. But my gorgeous eyelashes are only on the top. They're not on the bottom. So make sure that you get that part right. Okay.
Eyelashes on top only.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a goiter on the side of my neck, on the left side of my neck. So it does.
Oh, sorry.
What? My mom does not have a goiter. So make sure you get that right too. I should get it drained.
You should get it checked.
Yeah, no, I've gotten it checked. And the doctor said it's a goiter. That's okay.
How do you know Kathy again?
She and I are both on the Facebook group for Frenchies.
Oh my God. So you don't even know my friend.
No, I know her. I know of her. We comment on a lot of pictures. It's an exclusive group. It's a closed group. So like, I'm not just like a rando to her.
Frenchies? I don't even know what that is. What's Frenchies? What are you talking about?
Our dogs, French bulldogs. Well, she has one. I don't have one. So
you belong to a dog group and you don't have a dog?
Can we get back to describing me, please? I'm only like a third of the way done.
I really, sir, I mean, I don't know who you are. And
my name's Raul Labrador, and I have a goiter.
I can't do this. I wish you the best of luck. I'm so sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
You're not even taking it seriously now. Okay. Well, one more thing then before I get going. Melissa, none of this has actually been real. This is Gavin from the from the wake up call on 106.5 The End. And this is a phone scam, which is a prank phone call. And Kathy's the one who actually asked me to do this to you.
I'm going to kill her.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Like a powerful nor'easter coming off the shore to the mainland. That's how you know it's time to play. Are you smarter than Katie? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yep, and it's brought to you by Garden of Eaton Restaurants. Three locations, two in Roseville, one in Auburn. All delicious, all farm-to-fork, organic, delicious salads and sandwiches.
Man, their sandwiches are so good.
And now let's talk to Andy. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, so I got five questions here dealing with pop culture, and Katie's leaving the studio as we speak. I'm going to find out how many you know, how many she knows, and the jackpot's up to $340. How about that? All right.
Sounds good to me.
Here we go. Question one. You ready to play?
Yep.
Happy Gilmore 2 is well into production and will come out on Netflix, and actress Julie Bowen spilled the beans about part of the plot. She says that her character, Virginia, is still very much in a relationship with Happy. That's nice. What sitcom made Julie Bowen a star?
Modern Family.
Question two. Kendrick Lamar shocked all of us by dropping a new song on social media yesterday. This is Kendrick's first song since he dropped diss tracks on Drake 7 months ago, and it seems to be called Watch the Party Die. We're not quite sure what the title is, though. Does Kendrick Lamar have a Nobel or Pulitzer Prize?
The Pulitzer.
Question three, Cardi B announced that her baby was born on September 7th. That's nice. We don't know the name or the gender, but we can see a picture of her holding the baby and her estranged husband, Offset. He was there as well. Cardi and Offset have two other kids. Name one of them.
Oh, geez. I think Star or something.
Okay.
Star.
Question four. The trailer finally came out for the horror movie Salem's Lot, and it looks pretty good. You can see it by texting LOT, L-O-T, to 909-1065. It's a remake of the made-for-TV movie from the 90s based on the book by Stephen King. Which of the following is not a Stephen King movie? The Green Mile, The Shawshank Redemption, or Gone Girl?
Gone Girl.
And question five, today is Friday the 13th, and even though most Americans don't really care about that, Krispy Kreme is doing a promotion today, celebrating it. Today you can buy a dozen donuts for 13 cents. You hear that, Kevin? How about that, huh?
Yes.
So if you bought 48 donuts, how much will that cost you?
52 cents.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And Andy, what do you do for a living?
I work for a commercial security company.
Commercial security company. So, like the guys that we see driving around in not cop cars in like apartment complexes and stuff like that?
No, like alarms and stuff for buildings.
That's exciting. Very cool. Kevin,
I like it.
You want an alarm on your house? Do you think we need an...
I'm okay.
He's all right. All right.
I'm okay.
With your celebrity, don't feel worried?
No one's coming over.
Andy, you want to make a pitch, a sales pitch to Kevin? Like, he's vulnerable.
We're here for you.
There you go.
Wow.
I'd buy from him.
I love that.
All right. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Andy's now on hold. Question one, Happy Gilmore 2. Happy Gilmore, one of Katie's favorite movies of all time.
That's not true.
It is well into production, comes out on Netflix. Actress Julie Bowen spilled the beans about part of the plot. She says that her character, Virginia, is still very much in a relationship with Happy Gilmore. That's
okay.
Nice. What sitcom made Julie Bowen a star?
I guess Modern Family.
Yeah, it was Modern Family. By the way,
was she not considered a star prior to that?
No. I was looking at pictures of her from Happy Gilmore 1.
Yeah.
She is aging like fine wine.
Oh, my God. She looks exactly the same.
She looks way better.
Oh, you think?
I think she looks infinitely better now than she did when she was in her 20s.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, question two. Kendrick Lamar, we're happy to report he dropped a new song on social media yesterday. This is Kendrick's first song that he dropped since the diss tracks from Drake, and that was 7 months ago. It seems to be called Watch the Party Die. He didn't tell us what the title of the song is yet. Does Kendrick Lamar have a Nobel or a Pulitzer Prize?
Pulitzer Prize.
He has a Pulitzer Prize.
Yes.
Question three. Cardi B announced that her baby was born.
Oh.
September 7th, it was born. We don't know the name. We don't know the gender. But we do know that Offset was there.
Well, good.
We saw the two of them smiling in a picture together. Okay. That's nice. Cardi and Offset have two other kids. Name one of them.
Oh, God. Sebastian.
No. It is Culture with a K.
Oh, I knew Culture. That's right.
And Wave is the other one.
I did not know about Wave.
Yeah. Question four. The trailer finally came out for the horror movie Salem's Lot. And you can see it by texting LOT to 909-1065. It's a remake of the very popular made-for-TV movie that came out when we were kids in the 90s. And it is based on a book by Stephen King. Which of the following is not a Stephen King movie? The Green Mile, The Shawshank Redemption, or Gone Girl?
Gone Girl.
That is correct.
Gone Girl was written by a woman. I can't remember her name, but I read all of her books.
Mm.
They're very good. All like Girl on the Train and...
Are they all about missing girls?
They might be.
Oh, I'm with that. Okay. Yeah. Question five. Today's Friday the 13th.
Yep.
Katie's lucky day.
It is.
And, well, didn't you say that?
I said, yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, it is. Krispy Kreme is doing a promotion today celebrating Friday the 13th. Today, you can buy a dozen donuts for 13 cents. All right. So if you bought 48 donuts, how much will that cost you today?
Okay. You said 48?
Yeah.
Okay. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay. Oh my God.
3 seconds.
I wish you would stop.
Two, one. Need an answer. All right. The answer. Andy, tell everybody what the answer is.
52 cents.
Yep, he got it like right away.
Oh, was I wasn't even on the right track then.
Oh, what were you gonna say?
$5. I don't know, but I was putting the four at the end of it. Right. So
final score. Andy got four. You got three.
Yeah!
Andy wins.
No, not on my lucky day.
Wow, Andy! Not congratulations, so man.
I'm retiring and calling in sick.
Yeah,
I've made
you know
it
what?
Big.
Good.
Absolutely.
Quit your job. You can afford it now.
You're going to be on the next episode of Lotto Mansions or whatever that show is.
That weird guy.
$340 going to your pocket. What is it that you want to proudly tell us?
Today I'm smarter than Katie.
You absolutely are. Stay on hold. We got to get your information coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much up lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan. And we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, this is a true crime story that is really going to floor you, okay? There is a elderly couple somewhere in California that has gone missing.
Mm.
So if you see two old people, a man and a woman, please alert the authorities. And I'm kidding. So the problem is that these old people, they were part of a nudist colony. You know what? Not past tense. I'm going to be optimistic.
Okay.
They are
okay.
Part of a nudist colony.
Wow. I didn't know that. I don't think I knew that a nudist colony like was actually a thing.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that you could like go to nudist resorts, but not let that's like where you live.
Well, I think six, one and a half dozen the other.
Okay.
Okay. Their names are Daniel and Stephanie.
Oh, okay.
Daniel is 79 years old.
Okay.
Stephanie is 73.
You don't need to scrunch your nose up like
right.
that.
Right.
I am.
Okay.
All right. Now, like I said, they are missing and it gets worse. Police found their vehicle and their vehicle was unlocked and Daniel's diabetes medication was inside.
Oh, boy.
So now we have a naked 79-year-old man who is not taking his insulin.
Okay.
Now, good news, their dog is with them.
Okay.
But the dog is also missing.
Okay.
The dog is also naked.
Right.
Here's where things get a little crazy.
Okay.
Daniel and Stephanie are.
Okay.
Plaintiffs in a lawsuit against the nudist colony.
Uh-oh. So.
Kevin's just looking at me. Do the math. That means
they're suing the nudist colony.
That seems suspicious.
Very.
That they're just gone now.
Now, do we know what they were suing for?
No.
Man, because I would really love to know, like, what beef do you have, excuse the pun, with the nudist colony? What did they do or not do that is making you feel like you need to get your sue on?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but we could certainly speculate.
I feel like there's actually so many things. Now, I'm looking at a nudist resort. Okay.
Okay. Just had that on your bookmarks, huh?
Okay. First of all, and I don't know that this is the same nudist resort, but I'd like to think they're all the same. First of all, they say snowbirds welcome. Mm-hmm. So they are really trying to lure the over 55 crowd to come and stay there. A weekly rate to live in your RV there. Have an RV space with hookups.
Interesting.
$800 a week.
That's a lot.
That's, well, I don't know how much an RV hookup, like, I don't know how much it costs to go camping, for instance.
Not $800
a week. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably thinking like, oh, well, if you stay in a hotel for a week.
That's exactly what I thought.
You're in your own rig.
I see.
So it's not like there's somebody coming to change the sheets. It's not, you're on their.
And somebody should come and change the sheets.
Okay. Okay. Now.
No, see, what kind of a thrill do you get if you're a nudist person and you just have to stay in your own trailer the whole time?
You don't have to stay in there the whole time. That's just where you sleep. Let me just finish, okay?
All right.
Now, I want to tell you some of the things that you can do there.
Okay.
This is for the month of August.
All right, okay.
Crock-pot cook-off.
Oh!
Okay. Bingo.
There are so many puns that I want to make right now. Okay.
Now, there's an activities meeting, so if you have any ideas, that's where you would come.
Okay? I sure do. Beanbag toss.
Okay, Texas Hold'em. This says SCNA Games. I don't know what that is. Campfire skits.
That's fun.
It's summer acoustic concert where people can bring their own instruments.
Uh-huh.
And poolside activities.
That doesn't sound so bad.
It doesn't sound
so... The worst part about it is the naked old people. That's the worst part about it. So many mosquito bites.
Yeah. I don't like the idea that we're having a crockpot cook-off with the naked.
I mean, the good news is you set it and forget it. So you don't have to be over an open flame really that much. All right. So if you're just joining us, a 79 and 73-year-old couple is missing. They are nudists. Their name are Daniel and Stephanie. Daniel's diabetic. He has not had his medication. Suspiciously, they were in the middle of a loss. Be positive, yeah. Gavin. They are in the middle of a lawsuit against the nudist colony, and now they are missing.
Somebody from the nudist colony is quoted as saying, they're very sweet people. There's not a mean bone in their body.
At 79, there's probably no bone in that body. Coming up now on the Wake Up Call, a celebrity's marriage is hanging by a thread. And when he was asked about it, boy, oh boy, does he tell on himself. You don't want to miss this. It's hilarious. It's next on the Wake Up Call. It's 106.5 The End. Here's Tate McRae. And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today. It is time for this. Katie, tell everybody what the rules are.
We're going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of a movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
Sing along if you fancy, and it's time! for the No Name Movie Game.
106.5.
The end.
Wow. That was epic.
That was epic. That was amazing. There's never been anything better than that. Wow. Wait, wow.
Uh-oh, Friday Funnies coming up.
After an entire show so far that has been plagued with technical problems.
I mean, it is a real Friday the 13th over here.
All right, let's start off talking to Stephanie. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Good, how are you?
Good. So we've got tickets for the Esquire IMAX Theater up for grabs. Biggest screen in town. They always have the biggest movies. And also, in theaters this weekend is Speak No Evil, the new suspense movie with James McAvoy. I have a review for it that you can see by texting MOVIE to 909-1065. All right, 45 seconds on the clock. Are you ready to play?
Let's go.
Let's go. All right. Here we go. And time.
Wait, who is she playing with you?
She's playing with me.
Got it. Oh.
Thought I said that. Sorry.
Maybe you did.
All right. And go. Okay. The opposite of ugly.
Pretty?
Think nicer.
Beautiful.
Yes. And the opposite of girl?
Boy.
Yeah, put them together.
Beautiful boy.
Yes. Okay. Fun. This is a Disney movie. It came out during COVID. She has like a giant roly-poly that she's with. This is a tough one. Okay. The last word is a fire-breathing
dragon.
Yep. And then not the first, but the opposite of first.
Oh.
Say it. What?
Dragon.
Okay, two.
I don't know if she said it.
She did say it.
He's not a roly-poly.
That's a tough one.
He looks just like a roly-poly.
Yeah, but he's not a roly-poly.
What is he, Kevin?
I don't know. A mythical creature.
All right. Gaia and the Last Dragon. That was a hard one.
That was good.
But whatever. We got two. I'm going to put you on hold. Now let's talk to Elena. Good morning, Elena.
Good morning.
You're from Elk Grove, and so is your contestant, Kevin. All right. You guys are sticking together, I see. 45 seconds on the clock playing for Esquire IMAX tickets. Kevin, you ready?
Yes.
Elena, you ready?
Yes.
Hit it.
This is the superhero team in Marvel. It's the biggest movie X-Men. That has happened. What?
Is it X-Men?
No.
Okay, let's try this a different way. If one of your friends died, okay?
Oh my God.
And then you want to get revenge on the person, you are doing what acts for your friend?
Murder?
Okay, no, we're going to pass.
Wow.
This is also Marvel. It's the tiny insects.
Oh, Ant-Man.
Yes,
okay, one.
Okay, the opposite of whitening.
Blackening?
Yes! Wow. Okay, and then if you're like cooking.
Wow!
Wow, that was really
good. I'm pissed she didn't get Avengers.
Well, I mean, yeah. That was outrageous.
Oh, and you avenge your friend's death.
Yeah. Elena, that was wild that you didn't get Avengers. Yeah. If you would have beaten me. All right, so now we're all tied up. So now I got to put Elena on hold as well. All right, Katie, it's going to come down to you and Carissa. Good morning, Carissa.
Morning.
All right, you have to get three to win. If not, Kevin and I have to draw straws or something. All right?
Okay, we got this.
I'm going to tell you.
Where are you?
Carissa, what's going on?
Huh?
You at the DMV or something? I hear a lot of people.
No, I'm at my Safeway next to my school.
You're at the Safeway next to your school. Got it.
Okay. Wow. Safeway is popping.
If the radio's on, it's going to really throw you off.
She's in the car.
Okay.
She's at Safeway.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
45 seconds starts now. Go.
What do you read?
Books.
Okay, and the opposite of dumb?
Smart.
Put them together.
Smart book.
The other way around.
Smart.
She got one.
When you are an infant, you're just my tiny little...
baby?
Yes. And then the opposite of the passenger is the what?
Driver? Baby driver.
Very good.
Two.
Okay. I'm nervous about this one. Okay, this is a guy who has a lasso on his hip and he gets chased by a giant rock ball.
Mm.
His first.
Indiana Jones.
Yes! Oh my God. Okay. You got some more time.
Okay, this is a Christmas song, and it goes like la, 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 la.
All right. Well, thank God we ran out of time on that one. Carissa. Despite the odds, you are the big winner on the No Name Movie Game today. You got a pair of tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. All right, I'm just going to put you on
while
hold.
While you're there, do the 6 o'clock shop at Safeway.
I'm there.
All right. Congratulations, Katie.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, this is a true crime story that is really going to floor you, okay? There is a elderly couple somewhere in California that has gone missing.
Mm.
So if you see two old people, a man and a woman, please alert the authorities. And I'm kidding. So the problem is that these old people, they were part of a nudist colony. You know what? Not past tense. I'm going to be optimistic.
Okay.
They are
okay.
Part of a nudist colony.
Wow. I didn't know that. I don't think I knew that a nudist colony like was actually a thing.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that you could like go to nudist resorts, but not let that's like where you live.
Well, I think six, one and a half dozen the other.
Okay.
Okay. Their names are Daniel and Stephanie.
Oh, okay.
Daniel is 79 years old.
Okay.
Stephanie is 73.
You don't need to scrunch your nose up like
right.
that.
Right.
I am.
Okay.
All right. Now, like I said, they are missing, and it gets worse. Police found their vehicle, and their vehicle was unlocked, and Daniel's diabetes medication was inside.
Oh, boy.
So now we have a naked 79-year-old man who is not taking his insulin.
Okay.
Now, good news, their dog is with them.
Okay.
But the dog is also missing.
Okay.
The dog is also naked.
Right.
Here's where things get a little crazy.
Okay.
Daniel and Stephanie are
okay.
plaintiffs in a lawsuit against the nudist colony.
Uh-oh. So are
Kevin's just looking at me. Do the math. That means
they're suing the nudist colony.
That seems suspicious.
Very.
That they're just gone now.
Now, okay. Do we know what they were suing for?
No.
Man, because I would really love to know. Like, what beef do you have, excuse the pun, with the nudist colony? What did they do or not do that is making you feel like you need to get your sue on?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but we could certainly speculate.
I feel like there's actually so many things. Now, I'm looking at a nudist resort, okay?
Okay. Just had that on your bookmarks, huh?
Okay. First of all, and I don't know that this is the same nudist resort, but I'd like to think they're all the same. First of all, they say snowbirds welcome. Mm-hmm. So they are really trying to lure the over 55 crowd to come and stay there. A weekly rate to live in your RV there, have an RV space with hookups.
Interesting.
$800 a week.
That's a lot.
Well, I don't know how much an RV hookup, like, I don't know how much it costs to go camping. For instance,
not $800.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, you're probably thinking like, oh, well, if you stay in a hotel for a week,
that's exactly what I thought.
You're in your own rig.
I see.
So it's not like there's somebody coming to change the sheets. It's not, you're on there.
And somebody should come and change the sheets.
Okay. Now,
what kind of a thrill do you get if you're a nudist person and you just have to stay in your own trailer the whole time?
You don't have to stay in there the whole time. That's just where you sleep. Let me just finish, okay?
All right.
Now, I want to tell you some of the things that you can do there.
Okay.
This is for the month of August.
All right, okay.
Crockpot cook-off.
Oh!
Okay. Bingo.
There are so many puns that I want to make right now. Okay.
Now, there's an activities meeting, so if you have any ideas, that's where you would come.
I okay? sure do. Beanbag toss.
Okay, Texas Hold'em. This says SCNA Games. I don't know what that is. Campfire Skits.
That's fun. It's
summer.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
This is the game of concentration. No repeats or hesitations.
All righty, and we are going to be playing this game this morning with caller 17, who is you, Kathleen. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also caller 18. Oops. Nope. Caller.
Oh.
Did I just hang up on somebody?
Yes.
Oh, God dang it. Gavin. What a nightmare of a day.
Today, Gavin. Something's going on in the studio.
What a nightmare of a
Things
day.
Things are not going the way they're supposed to.
All right. Well, listen. Natalie, are you there?
Yes.
All right. Well, we lost your contestant, so we're going to find out what's going on here. But you picked Kevin, Natalie, as your representative.
Kevin, did you get her back?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Line two.
Thank you very much. And Kathleen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. All right, back on track. So 5 minutes is the time that I am starting right now, and there's no repeats or hesitations. Kathleen, do you have anything that you want to say to Katie?
Let's go, Katie.
Let's go.
And Natalie, any words of encouragement?
We got this, Kevin. I believe in you.
Oh, that's
nice.
That.
I love that,
that's
too.
Nice.
At least All somebody
right.
does.
Ladies, you're now on hold. And who won yesterday? I don't remember.
Katie.
All right.
By a smidge. By a smidge,
honestly,
I would like
by
to
a
add.
Smidge. I was cleaning the floor with him, and then...
I think it was two or three points. All right, here we go. First category, Kevin, of course, is going to start. Name things that people worry about. Go.
Taxes.
Money.
Car problems.
Their kids.
Death.
Deadlines.
Blows.
I'm sorry.
What?
What was that
Lowe's?
Word?
Lowe's. You guys don't worry about Lowe's, how they're doing against Home Depot.
Oh,
I'm
the
so
company,
pissed.
The company Lowe's.
No, so we don't.
No,
we don't.
Wow.
Point goes to Katie. All right, here we go. Kevin, you get to start this one. This is more in your wheelhouse.
Oh,
or at least you think it is. Name people you might find in a hospital. Go.
Surgeons.
Nurses.
Doctors.
Patients.
Receptionists.
Cleaning staff.
One-eyed guy. Hey, you can
I
find...
I don't think you should have buzzed
yeah.
him.
Okay, keep going
I've
then.
I've seen it
okay.
at a
keep
ER.
Going,
okay,
going.
Women having babies.
Paramedic.
Babies.
Medicine people.
Firefighters.
Pharmacists.
Wow. Listen.
You can't... I saw a one-eyed guy before.
You did?
Yeah, he it popped out of his eye, too.
Well, if you were to his left, he didn't see you. All right. It's all tied up. Katie, you start this one.
Okay.
Things you put on your skin. Oh. Go.
Lotion.
Sunblock.
Makeup.
Fires. I don't know what happened there.
I'm not
there.
Giving you that
I
one.
I don't know what happened there.
Fires.
Yeah, no.
All right.
What was I thinking?
I don't know what you were thinking.
Point goes to Katie. Kevin, you start this next round. Name, Kevin, award shows. Go.
Global Awards. Golden Globes. No. Restart. That wasn't fair.
No, it was very
that
fair.
That wasn't fair.
Global Awards.
You know what I meant.
I did, but I'm not giving you the point.
Oh, wow.
I am so pissed.
All right.
So be pissed. Be
point,
happy.
Point goes to Katie. Let's go back to start with Kevin again. This is definitely in your wheelhouse.
Okay.
Kevin, name frozen treats. Go.
Ice cream.
Slushies.
Popsicle.
Snow cones.
Caramel apple fudge. That could be in the cold, frozen area.
Caramel apple fudge.
Ever
There's nothing frozen about fudge.
Ew.
No.
Okay, I guess we don't eat desserts then.
Alrighty. Another point goes to Katie.
What else would you say? Ice cream sandwiches?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh.
You can keep mochi,
gelato,
frozen yogurt,
mochi.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I like it when Kevin tries to get sassy and then realizes how many other options there are.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Kevin, once again, you are starting this off.
I don't want to go first. It's so hard.
It's the easiest time to go.
You don't give me time to think.
Well, that's the game.
Okay.
All right. Name modes of transportation. Go.
Car.
Bus.
Bicycle.
Light rail.
Scooter.
Train.
Roller skates.
Motorcycle.
Helicopter.
Vespa.
Parachute.
The plane.
What?
We even said,
I said plane.
Yeah, Kevin said plane. There
and you can travel with parachute, bitch.
I mean, technically, you're traveling back to Earth.
Right. So. Right. Okay.
So, okay, it's 4-2. Hot There's not a balloon. Lot of time left, but Kevin, stranger things have happened. Katie, you start this one off.
Okay.
Finally.
Name things you find in a bathroom.
Okay.
Toothbrush.
Toilet paper.
Toothpaste.
A toilet.
Makeup.
Shampoo.
Cleaning supplies.
Conditioner.
Loofah.
Toothpaste.
Already said it.
Yep.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
One of us did.
It was like the second one. All right. I mean, we've got 40 seconds left. Do
one
we just
more.
Want to play for fun?
Because
Kevin seems like
this
he's having
fun for
he's
me.
Having so
You're
much
having
fun.
A great time.
All right, here we go. Ready? It's Friday the 13th.
I failed Natalie.
Kevin, start us off with monsters. Go.
Dragon.
Okay. Frankenstein.
Oh, that type of monster.
Okay.
I don't know. Dracula. Dracula.
Yeah.
You could
name
even
another
said,
one.
You could even said Mike Wazowski and Sully.
Right. Wolfman, Swamp Thing. All right. The list goes on and on.
I hate this thing. Thank goodness today's the last day.
All righty. And Kathleen, are you there?
I'm still here, yes.
Kathleen, congratulations. You got yourself a pair of tickets to go see Nicki Minaj at the Chase Center. Natalie, I don't know. Anything you want to say to Kevin?
Next time, Kevin.
No, I don't know. He has a lot of next times.
He won once this week. Win once this week.
He did win once.
Yeah.
But we had fun, Natalie.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
sure, we Natalie did. Had a great time.
All right. Well, Natalie, you can go. Kathleen, stay on hold. We got to get your information. And coming up next on the show, we've got a short break. And then we've got Are You Smarter Than Katie? The jackpot for Are You Smarter Than Katie is now all the way up to $340. And at 7:10, I'll tell you the answers to one of the stars of Happy Gilmore 2 already spoiled part of the plot. A major star welcomed a new baby into the world. And today is Friday the 13th. But if you like sweet treats, it could just be your lucky day. Find out why at 7:10 on 106.5 The End. 1 second. There we go.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Dirty Little Secret Time on The Wake Up Call. We are talking to Jake this morning. It's not his real name. This isn't his real voice. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, good morning.
Tell everybody what your dirty little secret is.
Yeah, so my best friend and I have known each other for all of our lives. We grew up together. We went to elementary school together, middle school, high school, college, everything. About 2 years ago, we moved into each other. And it works so well. Over the last 2 years, I have developed not just a platonic love for my friend, but I am in love with him.
Romantic love with him.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Neither one of us are gay. We've both like had girlfriends at the same time, and you know, he almost got married recently, and I don't know what to do. He's the only person I want to spend my time with.
You have had sexual thoughts about him, or that has never crossed your mind?
I want to sleep in the same bed with him. I want to be with him, but it doesn't necessarily have to be sexual.
It doesn't have to be sexual. If you're just joining us, it's the Dirty Little Secret. We're talking to Jake. It's not his real name. He's not gay. His best friend is not gay, but he is in love, romantically love, with his best friend. And how long have you known this? Did you say
he's
years?
He's in elementary school.
No. That's how long he's known him. But how long have you like felt this way about him?
I mean, it's been brewing for a long time, but I would say definitely over the last 2 years.
Okay.
Do you find yourself being flirtatious with him? Like, has your behavior around him changed at all?
We both are a little flirty with each other.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Interesting.
And you're both single. So have you...
I don't know if you...
There's part of me that says, like, well, have you told him? But there's no coming back from that.
Right.
Like, that is a point of no return. And honestly, I don't know how I would react to this. Don't get me wrong. I'm a huge ally of the LGBT community. And I have a best male friend that I've known, just like you, for a very, very, very long time. If he ever came out and said that he loved me romantically...
Right.
Obviously, I would never turn my back on him.
Of course.
But I'm not sure how I would react.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, I know you're saying that, like, you can never come back from that, but I don't think that you would say the same thing about a male and female best friend. I think if one says to the other that they're in love and the other doesn't feel the same way...
Do you think they can continue just being friends?
I think... I mean, not everybody loves somebody forever. People, you know, especially if, like, nothing ever happens.
Right.
Like, if somebody falls in love with their friend and the friend doesn't have the same feelings, eventually the person has fallen in love will fall out of love. You know, everybody's going to move on with their lives and stuff like that. Awkward, yes.
I don't know if I agree with you on that, but Jake, what scenarios have you played out in your head? If you told him how you feel, how do you foresee that going down?
Yeah. I mean, worst case is he punches me.
Well, do you think that that is a legitimate possibility?
No.
So, for real.
He's not like that. I mean, you know, to be honest with you, the really scary thing is that he tells me that he feels the same way.
Interesting.
I am being honest here. I have never had a sexual encounter with another man. And I am pretty sure that he hasn't either. And I think the thing that scares me the most is that he would just be like, let's do this.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that would be quite a leap for so many reasons.
I mean, your wardrobe just doubled, if that's the case.
If they're the same size.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
we're close.
Interesting. Well, can you please give us an update as to what happens?
Yeah.
Like, I personally,
I almost want this to work for
you. I know.
These crazy
I personally
kids.
Think that I think you should tell him. Don't listen to advice. I'm just kind of speaking into the void. But I think I want you guys, or at least you, I want you to be able to tell him how you feel.
What if, like,
well, that's why
what
I
a
was
story
calling.
That would be?
It'd be beautiful.
It would be beautiful.
Oh, man.
Okay, all well, right. Listen, we're not telling you should, but we're just saying, if you do, please let us know how it goes.
Please.
Yeah. I also, you know, of course, him saying that he feels the same way, but I just, like, I definitely don't want to. I don't want him to be out of my life.
Well,
I don't think that
that's important to me.
If you're anything like me and my best friend, that wouldn't happen. But
yeah.
But it would
yeah.
be different. But it just there'd be a lot of jokes, probably.
Right. Yes.
If, you know, if anything. But listen, good luck. It's the Dirty Little Secret on the Wake Up Call.
Five. The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I know that you don't think about daytime courtroom drama, but we do. That's all we think about here at the Wake Up Call. Fun fact. And remember Judge Mathis? I don't know if he's still on TV or not.
I feel like they're all still on TV somehow.
I think it's like reruns, no?
Okay,
I don't know. All I do know is that being a daytime TV judge must pay very well, because every time there seems to be like a list of the richest celebrities, Judge Judy's on it for some reason.
Yeah, that is true.
But Judge Mathis is going through a divorce, and this divorce seems crazy.
Okay, so at first we thought it was crazy because they've been together for 39 years.
After 39 years they're getting divorced, which at 39 years, like, you'd think, like, no matter how bad it gets, just be like, listen, I've got a pension. I can't leave this job now.
Or you don't live together, but you're not going to get a divorce.
Right. I mean, let's assume you got married really young. You're probably in your 60s if you're closing on 40 years of marriage.
Yeah.
He was stopped at an airport by TMZ. And I don't know what question they asked him, but he starts talking too much.
Right.
Someone should tell Judge Mathis, you're a judge and you should know the art of being quiet.
Yeah.
Because he just starts putting way
Anything
too much
you
information.
Say can be used against you in a court of law.
Just listen to this clip.
Would you say you two are in a good place right now or able to maintain a friendship? Or?
Oh, yeah. We're still in the same house and we're maintaining a friendship. And I'm trying to get my wife back. I have to show her that, though.
Mm-hmm. All right. So right off the bat, I have to show her that implies a little bit like, you done screwed up.
Oh, for sure.
Something happened.
I need to prove that I won't do again whatever it is I did that
right.
made her file for divorce.
Right.
Hopefully I can show her while we're there together before, and hopefully she doesn't complete the process. But I'm changing in hopes that she will.
Great. Oh. Judge Mathis, walk away from the conversation. Say, thanks, I gotta make my flight now.
Right.
Weird DMZ guy that knows too much about my life. He doesn't. He nope. stays and talks a little bit more.
I'm going to get my wife back. How about that?
Absolutely.
I just wanted to eliminate all them rumors, too, that it's something about a baby or even me molesting a child. It's none of that. I've just told you what it is.
What? Wait. Go back a little bit, Judge Mathis.
So you want to make it work with your wife, right?
Right.
Okay, we got that part.
You still live together.
Right, and you're gonna make it right.
Married 39 years.
Yeah.
What was the last part again?
That it's something about a baby or even me molesting a child. It's none of that. I've just told you what it is.
I can only imagine at that point the TMZ reporter just stood there and said, okay. I did not hear that. I didn't hear either of those things.
I wasn't thinking either of those things. But now that you've said it out of your mouth, now I can't stop thinking that maybe.
Right.
Huh.
Because I know you may not believe this, but you're Judge Mathis, and there are no rumors about you.
Well,
I'm shocked I knew you were going through a divorce.
You don't think there's at the very least a rumor that he got some other girl pregnant?
Now I do.
Well, okay, so from what I have heard.
From who?
After, I looked it up. I looked it up, and I do have to tell you, it is from a source that I have never heard of.
Of course.
Judge Mathis would be talking about Mathis.
I'm tired of saying this, but I'll say it again. Judge Mathis is not Pete Davidson.
Right.
There are no rumors about Judge Mathis.
Okay, so the rumors are that he had a mistress and that he got her pregnant and that the wife found text messages of him begging her not to keep the baby.
And he's like 60-something?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. The molestation
That
stuff.
I did not come upon.
Anything?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see, Judge Mathis, we're late for our flight now,
right,
so we're just gonna.
All right,
we're gonna walk away from this conversation because you made it extra weird. We were just we were curious and just wanted to see how you were doing. How's your wife? And we gotta go because you're saying trigger words that make me uncomfortable.
Is his first name? Okay, it is. I was seeing a list of the name of his kids.
Yeah.
And one of them was Greg Jr. And I thought, who is Greg Sr.? That is Judge Mathis's first name.
I just
thought his name was Judge.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.